Blog Talk Radio.
DMJ!
I got it, I got it.
Life a night on me, don't know where I will be.
Today we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is We Got That Word. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you're looking for that word, you came for to the right place, glory to God, because we got it. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight, everybody that's on their way to the broadcast. We pray that they make it in safely. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go on and hit the throne of grace with some prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight. Lord, we want to ask that your Holy Spirit be present and move in a mighty way. Lord, we thank you in advance for the revelation that you are about to give us on today, Lord. Lord, our ears are open and our hearts are receptive, and we are ready to receive your word. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have in store for us tonight. Lord, we thank you in advance once again. We love you. We adore you, Lord. We cherish. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Thank God on tonight for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to be hopping around in the scriptures tonight. Amen. But our subject is, have you truly, hallelujah, repented? Glory to God. Have you truly repented? We're going to start at chapter 17. Praise God. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 17, we're going to start at verse 3. Amen. Luke chapter 17, verse 3 and verse 4. Just those two verses. Glory to God. Hallelujah on today. Amen. Have you truly, amen, repented? Amen. And Jesus says, hallelujah, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he trespasses against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to pay attention closely to what Jesus is referring to, hallelujah, in this particular passage. He's talking about, amen, if your brother trespasses against thee. Hallelujah. If your brother offends thee, hallelujah, praise God. If he's done something, hallelujah, to you, praise God, amen. And he says, hallelujah, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. So if somebody does something to you, if I do something to you, praise God, and you check me on it, that's what rebuke means. You got to check somebody on the things that they do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A lot of times we walk around and we complain about stuff somebody done. They done did this. That person did that. And that person don't even know that you offended by what they did because you never told. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus is saying, praise God. First of all, hallelujah. Amen. If your brother offends you, you got to make sure that brother knows, that sister knows, hallelujah, how you feel about whatever they've done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this is the issue, praise God, because a lot of us, amen, are holding unforgiveness. Amen. We feel in a way about people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And all these other things, praise God. And the fact of the matter is, the person that we have an offense against, they don't even know. Praise God. Hallelujah. They don't even have the slightest idea, amen, that you are offended with them. Praise God, but yet you expect them to somehow apologize. Hallelujah. Somehow to know, amen, that you are offended by something they've done. So first you got to let somebody know. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to let somebody know, praise God, that you are offended by them. But the person I want to look at, praise God, passage, hallelujah, amen, is not necessarily the person who's offended, praise God, but the person who caused the offense, praise God, the person in this scenario that Jesus gives us that's asking for forgiveness this seven times a day. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. The question, have you truly repented, is to this person, the person that has committed the trespass and has asked that person to forgive them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, in this scenario, in this equation that Jesus has put forth, this person actually says, I repent. I'm sorry. One translation says, I'm sorry, or I apologize for whatever offense that I've caused you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But all too many times, us, especially us as Christians, praise God. And, you know, it's a lot of people in the world that are on this that do this, and Christians don't even do this, what I'm about to say, praise God. What we do, we go to work, praise God. Let me give you a scenario. We go to work, we get into it with a coworker. We cuss that coworker out, praise God, Friday afternoon. We go in on this coworker. We cuss him out in front of the whole office, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then we come to church Sunday, and we repent to God, hallelujah. Then we come back to work Monday and don't even address the coworker who we cussed out. Praise God, hallelujah. We repent to God, but don't repent to the person who we actually offend. Praise God, hallelujah. We think we can get around, amen, our pride. We can get around our prideful issues that we have and not address the person directly. I address God. God know my heart. I repented for it. I ain't going to let it happen again. Praise God. And you might not ever cuss that person out again. You might not ever cuss nobody out again. Praise God, hallelujah. You may have actually done change something about yourself to the good, but have you truly repented of the conflict that you had with this person? Praise God, hallelujah. Or did you just try to bypass the person? So you're not following the process. See, the process Jesus is telling us, hallelujah, amen, is that if I offend you, I have to ask forgiveness. Just like if I offend that person has to rebuke me and let me know, Andre, you just offended me. Praise God, hallelujah. And if I feel like I offended them, I have to apologize to, even if it happens 7 times a day. Glory to God. One scripture says 70 times 7. Hallelujah. So I have to keep going to the person who I offended and keep asking the person who I offended for forgiveness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just can't skip the person. Hallelujah. I can't ignore the feelings of that person. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But this is what we do. We do it in relationships. We do it in friendships. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We do it at work. We do it at church. Hallelujah. We go to church and not talk to people. Hallelujah, amen, because they've offended us or we've offended them. Hallelujah, amen, and it's this silence, hallelujah. This tension in the room, praise God. Hallelujah, because us as Christians, we're supposed to be loving and forgiving, but we won't even forgive, hallelujah, one another. We won't even acknowledge to one another that we have done wrong. We think we can just go straight to God because he knows our heart. But who do we offend? Praise God. You didn't cuss God that Friday afternoon. Praise God. You cussed your coworker James that Friday afternoon. James is the one you should be repenting to, not God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That may sound crazy. No, I repented to God. Why would you repent to God?
You are the last party in the conference.
Hallelujah. You didn't do it to God. Amen. You did it, hallelujah, to your coworker. You did it, hallelujah, to James, praise God, hallelujah. So you need to go to James and say, James, I'm sorry. You need to go to James and ask James, hallelujah, for forgiveness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we try to bypass that, hallelujah, because it's something we really don't want to do.
This call is being
hallelujah.
Recorded.
We really don't want to ask, hallelujah, that person for forgiveness. Praise God. Amen. But let's go to 1 John 4 and 20. Hallelujah. 1 John, not the book of John, not St. John. 1 John chapter 4, praise God, verse 20. Hallelujah. 20 and 21, praise God. Just those two verses. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. If a man say, I love God, and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. Excuse me, praise God. Amen. So what is John saying in verse 20? If a man say, I love God, and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And let me relate this to what we're talking about, forgiveness. How can you ask God to forgive you of something, and you ain't never laid eyes on God? Praise God, hallelujah. But you can't ask your brother, who you see every day, for forgiveness for something you've done. Hallelujah, praise God. You don't plan on laying eyes on God until that great day. Hallelujah, praise God. But you can ask somebody you have never seen for forgiveness, but you can't ask, hallelujah, the person that you asked me to give. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, he's saying you can't bypass your brother and come straight to me. Hallelujah. You a liar if you say that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said this is the commandment from him, that he who loves God loves his brother. You cannot love God and say you hate your brother. You can't do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said this is the commandment. This ain't going off of how you feel about it. Well, I feel like I love God. Hallelujah, amen, because God done blessed me and God done did this, but this dude over here keep talking down and keep doing this, so I have a right to feel how I feel, hallelujah. But you are commanded, not asked. Hallelujah, praise God. You are commanded, hallelujah, amen, that you love your brother. Hallelujah, if you say you love God, you got to love God and your brother. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look at another one. Let's look at Matthew. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23. Hallelujah. And 24. Hallelujah. Praise God. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest this, that thy brother hath ought against thee, leave there any gift before the altar, and go thy way first, be reconciled to thy brother. Then come and offer thy gift. Don't try to bring your tithes, your offerings to me, your gifts to me, to God. Hallelujah. When you know you got issues out there in the world with your brothers and sisters, glory to God. Hallelujah. Quit trying to skip over the people who are immediately around you and try to, basically, you're trying to buy God out. You're trying to bribe God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And the truth is, the truth about the matter is, hallelujah, God, the Bible says God forgets our indiscretion. He forgets on purpose. He casts them into a sea of forgetfulness. He puts them behind him. Hallelujah. He forgets. Hallelujah, on purpose, but you don't forget. You ain't forgotten nothing else nobody ever did to you. You better forgive them for it. Praise God, hallelujah. But depending on the severity of the situation, how serious it was, how much it hurt you, hallelujah, amen, you ain't forgot. Praise God, hallelujah. You asking God, hallelujah, to forgive you of something he's forgotten, but you haven't asked your brother to repent. Hallelujah, to forgive you of something that he remembers, that you never even acknowledged that you did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So have you truly repented? Hallelujah. When you come to church and tell the pastor, I repent. Hallelujah. Praise God. But did you go back home and tell your wife that you repent? Hallelujah. Praise God. No, you didn't try to make her look stupid. She don't know what she's talking about. That didn't happen. You're crazy, hallelujah, amen. Do you come to and private and tell the pastor, I ain't gonna do it no more, pastor. I repent, hallelujah, praise God. But you ain't repented because she over there thinking she crazy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you lied. Hallelujah. To cover up something you did. Hallelujah. So have you truly repented? If that person, hallelujah, still thinks, hallelujah, you did this and you're lying about it. You did this. Hallelujah. Amen. And there's no trust. Praise God. You did this and you didn't even have the courage to be a man and own your mistake. Praise God. To be a person and own your mistake, to be a child of God and own your mistake and say, I'm sorry, hallelujah, I'm going to try my best not to let it happen again, praise God. But you go around them, hallelujah, to the preacher. You go around them to the altar, praise God, hallelujah. Leave them standing in the aisle and you ask God to forgive you, hallelujah, when the person you should be asking for forgiveness is the one you did it to, hallelujah. Some of us got a prayer. The Lord say, hallelujah. We got a trail in that aisle. We at the altar. But if you turn around and look in the aisle, it's a trail of people you done hurt. Praise God. Hallelujah. Knowing that you knew what you was doing. This ain't like you didn't know what you was doing. And when they brought it to your attention, you still didn't, hallelujah, apologize. You still didn't acknowledge your fault. Instead, you just went around then, hallelujah, and went straight to the altar, hallelujah, and asked the Lord to forgive you. Praise God, hallelujah. When you should have been asking those people behind you in the aisle, hallelujah, praise God, to forgive you. Praise God. Let's look at Hebrews, praise God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Hallelujah. It reads, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man will see the Lord. Praise God. Follow with all men. With all men. Praise God. Hallelujah. Peace. See, when you're at peace with somebody, you acknowledge the fault. You ask them for forgiveness. Praise God, hallelujah, to keep the peace. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. To keep the peace, hallelujah, amen. And you say, no man will see the Lord. Praise God, not in this world or not in the next. Hallelujah, that unforgiveness, hallelujah, is what keeps you held back from reaching whatever prosperity you have, whatever spirituality you have, hallelujah. You can't reach it if unforgiveness is in the way. Unforgiveness keeps you from getting a higher level in the spirit and a higher level in social. Praise God, hallelujah. Because when you burn bridges, hallelujah, that you don't know one day you're going to have to cross that bridge again. Glory to God, hallelujah. When I ask the Lord to forgive me, praise God, hallelujah. But did you ask that person to forgive you? Because when you get ready to cross that bridge again and you realize that person still is at that bridge and they ain't letting you cross, hallelujah, because you didn't ask them to forgive. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. He say follow peace with all men. We can't pick and choose. See, we hear the words. The Lord says this, we are the words brother and sister when we read the word and we relate that to immediate family, blood relative. We're real good at the blood relative thing, praise God, most of us. Hallelujah. All the secrets we got in our families, hallelujah, here and there. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Brother-in-law sleeping with the sister-in-law sleeping with the brothers. We don't know who our mama, my mama might be my auntie, my auntie might be my mama, my daddy might be my uncle. All these secrets we got in the family. Hallelujah. We good at forgiving each other in the family. But when the Bible talks about brothers and sisters, he's not talking about blood. Hallelujah. He expanded it out of the range. Hallelujah, of the bloodline, when they said your mother and your brothers at the door, he said, who are my mother? Who are my brothers? Glory to God. Those that do the will of my father. It's extended past the bloodline. Hallelujah. Well, I got to forgive them. That's my sister. Me and I came from the same womb. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you got to start looking at strangers the same way because we all came from the same God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, if he is our Father, hallelujah, praise God, then we all are one in him. We are all sons and daughters of God. We are all brothers and sisters, so we have to forgive one another. Hallelujah. Remember when he expanded it, hallelujah, from the neighbor standpoint, and they said, well, who is my neighbor? And he talked about the Samaritan man helping the Jewish man. Hallelujah. Realizing that it had nothing to do with my neighbor because we look at neighbor like the person next door, the person down the street, the person that stays around me in my neighborhood. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the Samaritan stayed in Samaria. He didn't stay in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Amen. They didn't even have the same religion. They didn't have the same religious practices. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Samaritan was a better neighbor than the ones that stayed next door to the Jewish man. Hallelujah. Because it's expanded out of your environment. It's expanded out of your bloodline. And that goes for not only forgiveness, that goes for everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness. See, that includes right there, he said, you got to be peaceful with men and with me. Because you can be holy and be hateful. It's hard to, I know that sounds crazy, but I've seen it, praise God. People that are holy and hateful at the same time, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But he's saying you can't be holy and hate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't be friendly and sinful. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't be straddling the fence. You got to pick a side. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's saying you got to be straight with men and you got to be straight with me. That's the only way you're going to see the purpose that I have for you. The only reason people ain't seeing a purpose, hallelujah, because they not following peace and they not following holiness, glory to God. Hallelujah. Some people following one or the other, and some people ain't following their one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 13. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 13. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Starting at verse number 10. Hallelujah. It says, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In your spare time, you need to go back and read the whole chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because this is referring to love. Love. The way you love one another. Earlier in the passage, he talks about charity. Hallelujah. Charity, the act of giving. Hallelujah. Giving grace, giving mercy. Hallelujah. Giving forgiveness. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he ended, amen, with this statement. When he's talking about love, all of a sudden he says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. Well, what does he say? I'm going to tell you what he said. He's saying, grow up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your immaturity level is way too high for your age. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're supposed to be a grown adult handling situations as if you were a child. You know, children throw temper tantrums. Praise God. Hallelujah. We call them terrible twos. When they don't get their way and they just fall out and flow and start stomping and screaming and hollering, praise God. You doing that except you're a grown man. You're a terrible 32. A terrible 42, a terrible 52, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you're too prideful, especially when somebody wrong. You ever seen somebody wrong turn up? Hallelujah. It never happens like it is in the movie. In the movie, somebody gets proven wrong. They say, oh, my bad. You right. I'm sorry. They apologize. They hug. The movie go off. The TV show go off. To be continued. Come back on next week. Praise God. In real life, praise God, we got people out here with pride issues. Hallelujah. They get proven wrong and turn up. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what children do. Praise God. Children stomp up the stairs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Children slam doors. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of us are children in adult bodies. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of us, amen, hallelujah, our age ain't matching. Hallelujah. We matching more our shoe size than we are our age. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we got people in the pulpit, people that are in prospective places of power that can't admit when they wrong. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got people, amen, politicians, grown folks, old folks. If anybody out of here has some sense, it's the old folks. Glory to God. But we're getting at a point where this scripture that Paul wrote, it's almost becoming null and void because it seems like children. Hallelujah. Are more mature than adults these days. Children, hallelujah, admit when they're wrong. Children ask for apologies. Glory to God. Children apologize for their actions. Children check you when they feel like you're wrong. Hallelujah. Children are more, hallelujah, amen, adults than we are nowadays. Glory to God. Children have to tell us what's wrong with y'all. Why adults fight so much? Why adults argue so much? What's wrong with these adults? Hallelujah. Praise God. There used to be a time we were saying, what's wrong with these children? Praise God, but now these children looking at us saying, what's wrong with these adults? They supposed to be grown. They supposed to be teaching us. Glory to God. It seems like we teaching them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No wonder Jesus said, out of the mouth of babes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because these adults in high school. Praise God. Hallelujah. We still living like we in high school. We still trying to be popular, trying to be cute. Hallelujah. Amen. Trying to be hard. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When God has called us to be children of God, he said to humble ourselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you humble yourself, you admit, I was wrong. I apologize. Praise God. And it's hard to admit what you wrong. Don't get me wrong, because somebody going to say, hallelujah, amen, what, you wrong? Somebody going to point it out. I told you. Hallelujah. You ain't want to listen to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't want to hear that backlash for being wrong. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you go ahead and admit you wrong, get it out the way, hallelujah, praise God, people will begin to notice, hallelujah, that person, they may do this, but they admit when they wrong. They will come and apologize. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We learn in business. We got to learn to apologize. Hallelujah. Praise God. And yes, God would like it to come from the heart. He would. He would love it to come from the heart. Praise God. But I want you to notice in the scripture, he said this is a commandment. This is a commandment. I would like it to come from your heart. But this is a command regardless. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't think you're catching what I'm saying. This is like a law. Praise God. I know you feel like you should just cross the street. You ain't got to, you know, wait till the light turn green. You ain't even got to go down to the light. You should be able to cross in the middle of the intersection because ain't no cars coming. But it's a law. Say if you do that, that's called jaywalk. And I can write you a ticket because that's an offense against my law. Praise God. It don't matter how you feel about The bottom line is, hallelujah, you have to follow the rule. Hallelujah. And Paul is telling them in the last scripture, one of these last scriptures, praise God, hallelujah, back in Hebrews 12, hallelujah, amen, that by doing it, this ain't just, hallelujah, amen, good spiritual advice. By doing this, hallelujah, amen, by following peace with all men, hallelujah, and holiness, you will see everything God has for you. By not doing that, you are stopping your own blessing. Praise God, hallelujah. We need to keep thinking that we're asking people for forgiveness for us, for them. Praise God. We ask for forgiveness, hallelujah, amen, for us. Hallelujah. We need to get this off our chest. I need to get this burden off of me. If I keep holding this grudge against you, then I'll put you in control. Hallelujah. Then my life will be centered around you instead of being centered around God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So have we truly repented, or have I just told somebody else how bad I feel about what I do? I feel bad about it. I probably won't ever do it again. And might not ever do it again, but have I truly completed the repentance process? Hallelujah. I never told that person I was sorry for touching them out. Hallelujah. But yet, before we get before the throne, will you say, Lord, forgive me for anything that I've done? Hallelujah. Praise God. There's people in the audience saying, but you ain't asked me. Hallelujah for forgiveness. You ain't apologized to me yet. Hallelujah. People say, I wonder how people stay friends so long. I wonder how people stay in relationships so long, because people apologize to each other. Hallelujah. Praise God. People look from the outside looking in, see something somebody doing and say, how can they stay with them and they keep doing it? But you don't know. They apologize. I'm sorry. And that's it. You don't understand how powerful somebody being really apologetic about something they're doing, even if it takes them a while to stop doing it, how powerful a sincere apology is. To ignore what you're doing and act like you ain't doing it is to make me think I'm crazy. Now you just insulting my intelligence, glory to God. And now the offense becomes bigger than it was. You may have done something big, but when you start messing with somebody's intelligence, start making them think they're crazy, they don't know what they're talking about, they're blind, they're stupid, hallelujah, amen, they're paranoid, all these other stuff, hallelujah, and you really doing what you're doing. Glory to God, hallelujah. Then you suddenly stop and think everything should be good because you stopped. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. That's not how the Bible bounce, glory to God. The Bible says, amen, you have to ask for forgiveness. Praise God, hallelujah, especially if that person confronted you, especially if that person rebuked you. Praise God, hallelujah. And there's a process. There's a process. You got to follow every step. First, I got to come to you. That don't work. I got to bring in a couple of people, a couple of our friends. Y'all listen to it. This will happen between me and so. Who you think right? Well, you think I'm right? Okay, they think I'm right, so you should apologize. You still think that you're right, glory to God. Let's take it before the church. Glory to God. Let's put it before the word. What the word say about this? You still feel that you're right. Glory to God, hallelujah. I've done everything I'm supposed to do. Now everything else is on you now. Glory to God, because you're too prideful to admit that you're wrong. Hallelujah. You know, unforgiveness is the only thing that I see in the Bible that can have you ended up in hell. Praise God. The only thing I see, hallelujah, amen, besides being, you know, stingy and hateful, glory to God, hallelujah. Unforgiveness, Jesus told a parable about a master who forgave a servant for a debt. Praise God. Only because the servant said, have mercy on me. And the crazy part about it, when you read the passage, go look it up. It's called the parable of the unforgiving servant, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When the master found out the servant owed him all this money, he decreed his punishment. He issued his judgment right away. Take everything. Take his wife, take his kids, take his house. I want everything seized, and I want him thrown in jail, and I want him to work his debt off until it's paid. And he already issued the decree. And all the servants there was, Lord, have mercy on me. And just like that, the master forgave him of his debt. But then the same servant vows another servant who owed him some money, not as much as he owed the master, not nearly as much, maybe not even a fifth, a 5% as much, glory to God, hallelujah, and found out, hallelujah, amen, that he didn't have it. And he asked the man before the servant issued anything. He said, have mercy on me. Praise God, I ain't got too much. Praise God, hallelujah. And after he asked the man for mercy, do you not know the servant, the Bible says, laid hands on him. And we ain't talking about laying hands like in church. We're talking about laying hands like in the street. Hallelujah, amen. He dropped them 5 or 4 beads on him is what he did. The Bible says he beat him down. And one of the other servants went and snitched. You know that servant who forgave all that money for? He just beat somebody down for $20 in the street. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's when the master reversed everything. I'll take it back then. Take away his kids. Take away his wife. Take away his house. Take away his clothes. Everything. And throw him in jail until my debt is paid in full. Only because you wouldn't forgive somebody else like I forgave you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's what Jesus is saying today. We have to be the ones to act. And you need to ask for forgiveness when you know. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, you know your brother got off. You know your brother got a problem with you. Don't be trying to bypass, oh, I love the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. He said, no, you don't. Not if you can't, don't put me in this. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Too many times Jesus would step back and say, why are you trying to put me in the middle of this? This is between you and your brother. You need to settle this. Hallelujah. Yourselves, glory to God. Don't be asking telling me you sorry. You didn't do it to me. Hallelujah. You did it to him. Praise God, hallelujah. You need to make this right with him, not with me. But if you don't make it right with him, hallelujah, amen, I'm going to take it personal. Hallelujah, what you talking about, Elder? I'm going to close with this one. Remember what he said when he asked me, hallelujah, divide the sheep from the goats, one on the right, the other on the left, the ones on the left, I'm going to say to them, depart from me in the everlasting darkness, because when you sought me, humble. When you saw me thirsty, when you saw me homeless, when you saw me in prison, you didn't provide me any kind of help. Hallelujah, praise God. They say, well, Lord, when did this happen? He said, when you saw your brother like this, he was hungry, you didn't give him nothing to eat. You saw your sister was thirsty, you didn't give him nothing to drink. You seen them out there sleeping at the bus stop, you didn't offer them a place to stay. You know they locked up in the pen doing 25, you didn't even send them a letter, ain't put a dime on their books, glory to God. When you treat them that way, I take it personally as if you're doing it to me. Glory to God, hallelujah. So when you're not asking your brother for forgiveness for something you did to them, I'm taking it personally, hallelujah, against me, praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm getting offended when you're coming to me with it when you should be coming to them with it. Glory to God, hallelujah. The Lord said, I didn't have all this written down for the edification of the saints, and y'all not even following the processes. Y'all not even following the glory to God. And then wondering, well, why my life is going this way? Because you haven't followed peace with all men. That's why you're not seeing, amen, the things I had set before you. Hallelujah, praise God, because you're causing it to go off course with your unforgiveness, with your hatefulness, with your pridefulness. Glory to God, hallelujah. God said, the one thing I remember him saying that he hates is a proud look. You look proud. Hallelujah. You look like can't nobody tell you nothing. Glory to God. You look like you know everything. Glory to God. And then you turn around and act like. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we close today, praise God, have we truly, truly repented? Praise God, hallelujah. Have we truly asked for forgiveness from the person or people that we have actually offended? Or have we thought we found a loophole? Glory to God. Did you thought you found a loophole and you said, well, I can go to God and tell God I'm sorry. Hallelujah. But that's not what God told you to do. He told you to ask your brother for forgiveness. Hallelujah. Don't be trying to bring me no gifts. Hallelujah. To the altar. I take it after, hallelujah, you going to make it right with your brother. Otherwise, your offering is in vain. Hallelujah. Praise God. You just put some more money in the treasury. That's all you did. Hallelujah. I don't recognize it as nothing, but hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Why? Because you have not taken care of everything else you're supposed to take care of. Hallelujah. Amen. You haven't apologized to your parents, your kids, your spouse. Glory to God. Your friends, family. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just pass. Refuse to say I'm sorry when you know you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then publicly repent. Hallelujah. Amen. Repent to the congregation. The congregation ain't got nothing to do with this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. About something that you did at work. Glory to God. You need to go to work and repent. Not church. What you went to church to repent for? That ain't where you messed up, eh? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to go where you messed up at and ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Trying to walk around and act like, hey, man, ain't nothing happening yesterday. Then asking me, well, what's your problem? You know what my problem is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then we want to try to throw it on us. Well, elder, you supposed to be a Christian. You supposed to be a man of God. You ain't supposed to be feeling that way towards me no matter what I did. Okay, you may be right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But this still don't take away that you are supposed to be the one apologizing for whatever you did. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't try to check me. Hallelujah. Amen. Before you check yourself. That's why Jesus said, don't be trying to, you know, take the dust out of somebody else's eye. Hallelujah. Amen. When you got the four by four. Hallelujah. Sitting on your forehead. Praise God. You can't see nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you got a big plank of pride sitting on your forehead. Glory to God. But you want to tell me I shouldn't, the way I should respond to something you did. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the truth is, I should reverse and say, well, you being a man of God or a woman of God should have never did whatever you did in the beginning, then you wouldn't be checking me about the way I'm feeling about it right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why when we go back, hallelujah, to Luke chapter 17, Jesus is saying, watch yourself. Take heed to yourself. Take some responsibility for your acts. Hallelujah. For what you did. Not the way I feel about what you did. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I learned when I was in the world, you got to watch that. Hallelujah. People out there, they so good at manipulating you. They will flip it on you and say, why are you feeling like that? What's going on with you? Praise God. That you would feel this way about this. Praise God. No, what's going on is you cussed me out, and now I feel away because you cussed me out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the bottom line. Hallelujah. But they will manipulate you and say you shouldn't be feeling the way you feel. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you truly saved, You truly sanctified. You truly filled with the Holy Ghost. Why are you mad? Because I hit you. Because you hit me. Hallelujah. If you truly saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, why did you hit me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch the reverse psychology. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Master manipulators do that. Hallelujah. Cutting. Hallelujah. Remember the serpent was the most cunning. Hallelujah. And the cunning beast of the field. Hallelujah. The most subtle. Meaning he can sneak stuff in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to watch people that sneak stuff in there. Have you at home feeling bad by something they did to you? Glory to God. Have you like, did I really handle that correctly? Yes, you did. Glory to God. The Bible says, if your brother sins against you, if they offended you, hallelujah, rebuke them. Hallelujah, praise God. Whether or not they accept it is on them. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So as we close on today, have we really repented? Have we really gotten it right? Hallelujah, praise God. Have we shown peace with man and God? Or we just skipped man and went straight to God? Hallelujah. When the whole idea is for God want us to love one another. This last commandment he gave, hallelujah, is that you love one another as I have loved you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It don't say that Jesus ever offended nobody. Hallelujah. But if he would have, hallelujah, amen, he would have repented. Because he lived everything else. When the scribes, the Pharisees, hallelujah, when they were offended, my words that he said, praise God, he explained to them, I don't know why y'all offended. I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just speaking what the word says. Is this not written in the scripture? Praise God, hallelujah. He reasoned. Hallelujah, amen. He didn't argue. He didn't get upset. He reasoned, amen, because he was on the side of right. When you're on the side of right, you can do that. But when you're on the side of wrong and you're just out here, hallelujah, trying to make people think they're stupid, trying to make people think they're crazy, they're losing their mind. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And you haven't repented about what you've done, hallelujah, amen, to them. You didn't came to the path. You didn't went to that little booth at the Catholic Church. Lord, forgive me for I've seen it. It's been 87 days since my last confession. You did all that. Hallelujah, praise God. But did you go to the brother that you offended? Hallelujah. Did you go to the sister that you offended? Hallelujah, praise God. Or is it still, like they say, is it still lingering in the air? Is it still tension there? Glory to God, hallelujah, because you ain't repenting. You ain't said I'm sorry. Hallelujah, praise God. You ain't said I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Well, that changed my mind. It's more, okay, you changed your mind, but did you say I'm sorry? Hallelujah, praise God. But I knew I was wrong. Okay, that makes it even worse. It's one thing if you think you're right. I can see that. I can even put up with you. Hallelujah. If you feel like you're right, hallelujah, you just feel like I'm wrong. But if you know you're wrong and you still refuse to repent, you still refuse to say, I'm sorry. I apologize. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you cross into the area of what I call wickedness. Glory to God. Straight wickedness. Hallelujah. Praise God, because you not apologizing will make me think, well, am I wrong? Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. So have we really repented, hallelujah, of our sin? Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. We may have stopped doing it, but have we apologized to the people we did it to? Praise God, hallelujah. Like people say, I served my time. I went to jail, I served my time, hallelujah. But you never apologize to them people you broke in their house, stole their TV, praise God. stole ATS Christmas toys. Hallelujah. You never apologized to that woman, hallelujah, when you slept with her husband. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You never apologize for all these wrong things that you've done, but you say, well, I went to church that Sunday. Hallelujah. Praise God. It even makes us look even worse for you to be a church-going person. Hallelujah. Not willing to say, I'm sorry. Not only is you doing it, but not even apologizing for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time that we, as Jesus said, take heed to ourselves. One version said to watch ourselves. Hallelujah. Take responsibility for ourselves. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how we truly can repent. Because you have not repented if you know you did wrong and ain't apologized for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that person might have forgiven you, even though you haven't asked for an apology. Hallelujah. Even though you haven't apologized. Hallelujah. They might be good Christian people. Hallelujah. And have it in their heart just to forgive you because they understand. Hallelujah. But you still have a cloud hanging over your head with God because you never went to that person and said, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we thank God today for his word. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God today for everybody that tuned in, called in. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you truly repented? Amen. Have you picked up the phone? Have you DM'd them? Have you, hallelujah, whatever, contacted them, emailed them, said, look, I am sorry. Hallelujah. You was right. I was wrong. It won't happen no more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are we going to keep living this lie? Hallelujah, amen, this act. Well, I know you did it. You know that I know you did it. Hallelujah, praise God. But we just don't keep acting like you ain't do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God today for everybody called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. If you want to, praise God, go back over those scriptures. That's Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 and 21. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. Hebrews 12 and 14. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I forgot that verse. 1 Corinthians 10. And I believe that verse. Chapter 13, and the first was verse number 11, hallelujah, and 12. Glory to God, hallelujah. We thank God on today, hallelujah, for everybody called in and tuned in, hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on today, amen. We want to open up the line. Do we have any testimonies, any comments on the word on today? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Any comments, any testimony? Amen.
Well, Pastor, if you can hear me, this is Darryl. Thank the Lord for another day. Thank the Lord for peace in my life. Thank the Lord that my granddaughter, my youngest granddaughter, is recovering. This child's had some kind of adventure for her. Cause if you'll remember, when she was still in her mother's womb, both my son and his wife came down with COVID, and my son had to carry his wife to the hospital. And they both recovered. And I thank the Lord for that. And then a few weeks after birth, she was sick. Got about a month out of line. They had to take her back in the hospital for some still unknown reason. But now, this last thing, they said she had COVID. Mother and father still tested negative and said the baby got COVID, probably from the babysitter. But, you know, where and why, I don't care. You know, she had the COVID, but now she's recovering fine and she's up playing. You know, she was sleeping. She would get up and eat and go back to sleep. Now she's up playing like normal with no fever. And I thank the Lord that he's still watching over mine. And, you know, I just want to praise the name of the Lord. God is good. So, my daughter's son, which I watched on Saturday, you know, he was a little sick. He's better. No indications of COVID. And glory to God. Hey, I'm still free. You know, they send me to different yards to assist the terminals. And lately, because of COVID, now my yard, I had to take off. I took off. Like, I think it was the third, like the first work day of the year and the second work day of the year last week because there's issues with my car. Didn't have to buy a new car, which you already know about. God has blessed me there. And I went back to work Wednesday, and they had a meeting. I walked in the door. I didn't know nothing about it, obviously, because I wasn't working. But they said COVID hit our yard. Said that we were down in staff so bad that, you know, they're trying to cancel jobs because we can't fulfill them. And, you know, I come in, I start work at a later hour, and yet I found it easy to park up front. That's how many people was out. But here I am still healthy. And I thank God because that's his blessing. That's the blood of Jesus got me covered this way, that way, every way, any way you can look. My God has got me covered. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. You know, so God is good. And I want to thank him. I want to praise him. I want to worship him. I want to give him my all. My heart, everything belongs to the Lord. I will be nothing without him. I will be nowhere. God knows it's so terrible to think what I would be or what would be left of me if I didn't have the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. We thank God for that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody getting sick but you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those that are getting sick around you, God is healing. Hallelujah, amen. So we thank God for his healing power. Praise God, hallelujah. We thank God for his keeping power on today. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. I've had my daughter come down with COVID. My youngest son has COVID. Praise God, amen. But no symptoms, praise God, hallelujah. Amen, because the devil is a liar, glory to God, as long as the blood is over the doorpost. Hallelujah. Praise God. The death angel is supposed to pass right over. So we just thank God, hallelujah, for him being the healing God that he is. We thank God for this testimony. Praise God. For Brother Darrell, praise God. Hallelujah, God. If he doing big things, glory to God. Hallelujah. And he's only going to do bigger things. Hallelujah. Both in the spiritual and the natural. Glory to God. So we just thank God for that on today. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everybody that's called in. Everybody that had tuned in on today, amen. We will be back next week with another word from God, amen. So we invite you to tune in next week, hallelujah, with another word, hallelujah, from the Lord. We've had a blessed time on today, hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead and close out with a word of prayer on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again. Lord, we thank you for your healing power, Lord, your keeping power. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for elevation. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your revelation knowledge on today. Lord, help us, Lord. Hallelujah, to complete our penning process. Hallelujah. Help us to not be fast. Help us, Lord, to just simply say the word, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to live it in our heart. Hallelujah, amen. And we thank you, Lord, for you being who you are. And that's God all by yourself. We thank you for Brother Darrell on today, Lord. Thank you for everything that you're doing in his life and in his family's life, Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue to renew his strength in you. Hallelujah. Continue leading him and guiding him, Lord. Continue to mold him and shape him, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. And Lord, we love you on today. And as we leave the line, but never from your presence, Lord, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us so we all come back together again. We thank God for each and every one of y'all. Thank God for tuning in so we got that word. Hallelujah. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. And we'll see y'all next week. Hallelujah. With another word from the Lord. Don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. And we'll see y'all next time on We Got That Word. Bless the name of the Lord on today.
God, make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me with it.